Module 9, Business Impact Analysis. The business impact analysis is used to calculate the consequences of potential disruptions, and it determines what is necessary for a company to recover. The risk assessment identifies the potential losses that the organization faces, as well as severe risks. Combining the information of the risk assessment with the business impact analysis will allow you to prepare for risk and overcome the impact that they have on the organization. Gather information. Conducting a business impact analysis requires gathering information. The information gathered must be very specific about a chosen critical function. For example, the data for a sales department would focus on the selling process, roles, responsibilities, etc. The typical methods for gathering information are used in the business impact analysis: reports, research, interviews, questionnaires, conference calls. Interviews and questionnaires are the main sources of information because they provide you with the opportunity to create questions specific to the topic you are researching. When creating questions for interviews and questionnaires, you may want to consult an expert in the critical area. For example, you could consult an IT expert to gather data about internet security. Identify vulnerabilities. Every organization has threats and vulnerabilities. The risks identified in the risk assessment will facilitate the identification of threats. The threats to the company that can affect the operation of the organization become vulnerabilities. Vulnerabilities are potential emergencies. The process of identifying vulnerabilities requires listing threats and considering how your critical processes are vulnerable to these threats. The threat, tornado; vulnerability, structural damage and power outage. The threat, hacking; vulnerability, leaked information and damage to computer system. The threat, economic change; vulnerability, loss of financial control. Once the vulnerabilities are identified, you can determine how they can affect the organization and plan accordingly. Analyze information. Once you have gathered information and identified vulnerabilities, you may analyze information to determine your priorities. The first step to analyzing information is validating it. You can validate the data you gathered by conducting face-to-face interviews with the participants who provided the information. After the information is verified, use it to prioritize your actions. Ask the following questions. How would losing this function affect the business? What would losing this function cost? Do other systems rely on this function? The answers to these questions will reveal which functions are priorities. Implement recommendations. Once the information is analyzed, draft a report based on your findings. The report should include the recommendations. In order for the recommendations to be implemented, you need the buy-in of superiors. Successful implementation requires a few basic steps. Identify the best venue for implementation, review recommendations, confirm commitment from participants, schedule the implementation process. After implementing the recommendations, you need to communicate with everyone involved and review the results as scheduled. Case study. Alec had a business in an area prone to severe weather. He realized that the weather was a threat, but he never established the ways that his business was vulnerable. A large tornado swept through the city but missed Alec's business. He was relieved, but damage to the city's infrastructure led to flooding. A foot of water stood in the building for 2 days while Alec could not reach it. Soon, mold was growing in the walls. Alec never considered the possibility of flooding and was not sure what to do. He did not have flood insurance or a plan. He was not sure what to start working on first.